Have you ever found yourself in a situation so dire, so challenging, that you thought there was no way out? Have you faced obstacles, disappointments, and despair, and wondered if God had forgotten you? If you have, you're not alone. In these difficult moments, it's easy to feel lost and abandoned. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end, believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. But today, I want to share a message of hope and motivation with you. We will explore the unwavering promise of God to make a way for His people, no matter the obstacles they face. In the Bible, we find numerous examples of people who encountered seemingly insurmountable challenges, yet God made a way for them. These stories serve as a reminder that God's faithfulness transcends all difficulties, and we can take comfort in His promises. One of the most iconic examples of God making a way is the story of the Israelites escaping from Egypt. As they journeyed toward the Promised Land, they found themselves trapped between the Red Sea and the pursuing Egyptian army. It appeared that there was no escape. But God, in His infinite wisdom, made a way. He parted the waters, allowing the Israelites to cross on dry ground. Pharaoh's army, attempting to follow, was engulfed by the returning sea. This story illustrates that when we find ourselves at a dead end, God can create a path where there seems to be none. When it seems impossible to move forward, we can trust in His divine intervention. Think of a time in your life when you felt trapped by circumstances, just as the Israelites were at the Red Sea. Reflect on how God provided a way out or a solution that you couldn't have foreseen. Perhaps it was a job opportunity that came at the perfect time or a reconciliation in a strained relationship. The life of Joseph is a remarkable tale of God making a way in the face of adversity. Joseph, favored by his father, was betrayed by his brothers, thrown into a pit, and sold into slavery. He endured false accusations, imprisonment, and hardship. Yet, through a series of events orchestrated by God, Joseph eventually rose to a position of great influence in Egypt. Joseph's story teaches us that God can turn our hardships into stepping stones. He can use the most challenging situations to fulfill His greater purpose for our lives. Consider a time when you faced betrayal or injustice, similar to Joseph's experience. How did God ultimately use that situation to bring about something better in your life? Perhaps it led to personal growth, a new opportunity, or a chance to help others who faced similar challenges. In the New Testament, we encounter a powerful example of God making a way through the healing of a paralyzed man. For friends of the paralyzed man brought him to Jesus, but the house was so crowded that they couldn't get near him. Undeterred, they lowered the man through the roof, and Jesus, seeing their faith, forgave the man's sins and healed him. This story reminds us that faith and determination can lead to breakthroughs, even in the most crowded and seemingly impossible situations. When we persistently seek God's help, He can make a way for us. In the midst of life's challenges, it's natural to feel overwhelmed, lost, or uncertain about the future. You may be facing difficult circumstances, obstacles that seem insurmountable, or pain that seems unbearable. But I want to encourage you today with a simple yet powerful message: God will make a way for you, no matter what you are going through. The Bible is filled with stories of God's faithfulness and His ability to make a way in the most impossible situations. Let's reflect on a few of these stories and draw inspiration from them. One of the most iconic examples of God making a way is the story of the Israelites escaping from Egypt. As they journeyed toward the promised land, they found themselves trapped between the Red Sea and the pursuing Egyptian army. It seemed like there was no escape. Yet, when all hope seemed lost, God parted the waters, creating a path for the Israelites to cross on dry ground. The pursuing army was then defeated. This story reminds us that when we face what seems to be a dead-end situation, God can intervene and create a path where there seems to be none. When it feels impossible to move forward, we can trust in His divine intervention. Joseph, the life of Joseph is a testament to God's ability to make a way in the face of adversity. Joseph was betrayed by his own brothers, thrown into a pit, sold into slavery, and unjustly imprisoned. Despite all the setbacks, through a series of divine appointments, he eventually rose to a position of great influence in Egypt. Joseph's story teaches us that God can turn our hardships into stepping stones. He can use the most challenging situations to fulfill His greater purpose for our lives. What others may intend for harm, God can turn around for our good. In the New Testament, we see a powerful example of God making a way through the healing of a paralyzed man. This man's friends carried him to Jesus, but the house was so crowded that they couldn't get near him. Undeterred, they lowered their friend through the roof. Jesus, seeing their faith, forgave the man's sins and healed him. This story demonstrates that faith and determination can lead to breakthroughs, even in crowded and seemingly impossible situations. When we persistently seek God's help and place our trust in Him, He can make a way for us. The account of Lazarus being raised from the dead by Jesus is a powerful reminder that God can bring about a miraculous turnaround even in situations where all hope seems lost. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, and his sister Martha believed it was too late. But with a simple command, Jesus brought Lazarus back to life. This story highlights that God's timing is not our timing. His power to restore and revive goes beyond our understanding. When we face situations that seem irreversible, we can trust that God can resurrect hope and bring about new beginnings. Amen. Think of a time when you or someone you know faced an obstacle that seemed insurmountable. How did faith and determination play a role in finding a solution or receiving God's grace? It might have been a situation where your unwavering faith in God's plan led to a favorable outcome. The account of Lazarus being raised from the dead by Jesus demonstrates that even in situations where all hope seems lost, God can bring about a miraculous turnaround. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, and his sister Martha believed that it was too late. But Jesus, with a command, brought Lazarus back to life. This story highlights that God's timing is not our timing. His power to restore and revive is beyond our understanding. When we face situations that appear irreversible, we can trust that God can resurrect hope and new beginnings. Reflect on a time when you thought a situation was beyond recovery. How did God intervene or bring about a surprising turnaround? It might have been a moment when a medical prognosis improved unexpectedly or a relationship that was restored after a long period of separation. Dear friends, as we journey through life, we may encounter seemingly insurmountable challenges, whether they are physical, emotional, or spiritual. But let us remember the unchanging truth that God will make a way. The examples from the Bible and practical instances in our lives demonstrate that He is faithful and capable of working miracles even in the most challenging circumstances. God's promises are not limited by the circumstances we face. As the prophet Isaiah reminds us in Isaiah 43 verse 19, NIV, C, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. May this message be a source of encouragement and motivation for you to keep your faith strong, to trust in God's providence, and to know that He will indeed make a way for you. Whatever you're going through, keep the faith, for our God is the waymaker, the promise keeper, and the miracle worker. In His steadfast love, He will make a way. Amen. Mark 11 verse 24 says, Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.